sale a la una de la mañana.
Less than 5 miles from the Texas-Mexico border, Haitians, Cubans, and Brazilians, among others, form a single-file line outside a convenience store. Some carry a bag or two. Most have nothing. Children cling tightly to their parents. That announcement you hear in Spanish is that the next bus will arrive at 1 a.m. That's about 9 hours from now. Not long ago, most here were part of the thousands of people gathered under the Del Rio International Bridge, all seeking entrance to the U.S., many looking for asylum. These are the fortunate few who have made it this far. They await buses that will take them to new cities, where their process will continue. Llorisco Rendon says he and his partner came from Cuba, fleeing dictatorship, violence, and hunger. He says, you can't live in Cuba. You're a prisoner in Cuba. He and his wife have been living in Juarez, right over the border from El Paso, for the last 2 years, waiting for their case to be heard. They got frustrated and decided to travel to Acuña because they thought it would be their best chance to move forward. They spent 6 days under the bridge, but today they made it, and now they're on their way to Miami. But many here at the encampment under the bridge are in limbo. One Haitian man across the river in Acuña, Mexico, said it's been a long journey to get here. He asked to remain anonymous for fear of retaliation. Speaking in Portuguese, he said he's originally from Haiti and he migrated to Brazil, traveled much of the country, and went on to Colombia, Panama, Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico by foot. He says the journey has been dangerous, witnessing violence and sexual assault against his community. But it's all for the hope of a better life, one that feels quite far from reality here. That's because the Biden administration announced it will be sending people back from this encampment on planes to their home countries.
What's happening in Del Rio right now? It's not a welcome with dignity.
Clara Long is with Human Rights Watch. She says the flights are being conducted under Title 42. It's a seldom used part of U.S. code that deals with public health. The Trump administration enacted Title 42 at the start of the pandemic, claiming the expulsion of migrants would help stop the spread of COVID-19. Biden has continued it.
It's an example of bad practice around the world in terms of cutting off the right to seek asylum in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Long says Biden's message has been confusing, both trying to be more welcoming to migrants and continuing some of Trump's hardline immigration policies. But there's no question this part of the border is under stress. On Friday, U.S. Customs and Border Protection closed the port of entry. There's no traffic at all between Del Rio and Acuña. The basic needs of people are immense, with local restaurants making sandwiches and other foods in mass quantities. The mayor of Del Rio says this is not sustainable, and federal officials are asking migrants not to come. Back at the bus stop in Del Rio, Llorisco Rendon and his partner, Leithianis Peña, are waiting for their bus. The couple can't wait. Leithianis is 9 months pregnant, due any day to deliver a baby boy. She says she's excited for her baby, but when they were at the bridge, they thought they were never going to leave. She's relieved to be here. It's a long road, but a new chapter begins. All these years waiting for this moment, says her partner Yariska. He says there's so much happiness, he can't express it. He's going to have a child born in this country, a free country, he says. I'm Joy Palacios in Del Rio.